All right, folks, buckle up because tonight we're heading straight into dairy territory. And let me tell you, it's going to be a bumpy ride. We're diving deep into it, chapter three, or at least the potential for it.
Right.
We've got your notes right here. And let me tell you, you've brought up some seriously creepy questions about where this iconic horror story could even go from here.
Well, it's interesting because, the first two films, they wrapped things up pretty neatly, didn't they?
They did, and that's what makes this so tricky. I mean, the Losers Club faced their fears. Pennywise got sucked back into the sewers. It's like the horror movie equivalent of Happily Ever After. So where do you even go from there?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And your notes really get into it. The cyclical nature of fear and trauma, that's pure Stephen King right there.
Absolutely, and it's one of the reasons his books resonate so much. But how do you bring that to the screen for it? Chapter three. The losers are all grown up now. They've moved on with their lives.
Right, and that's the challenge. You can't just have Pennywise pop up every 27 years like clockwork. It would get repetitive.
Oh, totally. So, are we talking about the losers still being haunted by those childhood traumas even decades later?
I think so. Imagine. They're older now.
Right.
Maybe they've got families of their own.
Right.
And those repressed fears, they start to bubble up to the surface. The lines between reality and nightmare get blurry. That's a story worth exploring.
Oh, absolutely. That gets under your skin. But, and this is a big but, how do you portray these characters decades later? I mean, are we talking about senior citizens battling a cosmic clown? Because on the one hand,
It sounds kind of hilarious.
it does.
But also, think about it this way.
Okay.
They're older, they're more vulnerable, their bodies are failing, their minds aren't as sharp as they used to be.
Oh, that's so much creepier.
Right. It's the perfect breeding ground for Pennywise to worm his way back in.
Okay, now you're just messing with me. So we've got these aging Losers Club members potentially battling their inner demons and maybe even Pennywise himself. How much of this is even in the source material? I mean, King's book has been mined pretty heavily for the first two films.
Right, so we can't just rehash the same scares, can we? We need something new, something fresh. But, and this is key, it has to feel organic to the story. And that's where Pennywise himself comes in.
Okay, go on.
King gives us these little glimpses into Pennywise's origins, the rituals, the ancient evils, that whole cosmic dread element. There's so much more we could explore there. It's like, what if Pennywise isn't just a clown, but something much older and more powerful?
Oh, stop it. That sends chills down my spine. So we're talking like Pennywise the Eldritch Horror.
Exactly. And imagine how much more terrifying that would be for the losers to confront at their age, facing their own mortality.
It'd be like not just a battle for their lives, but for their very souls.
Exactly. That's the kind of high-stakes horror It Chapter 3 needs.
You officially creeped me out, but on that note, we got to wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, one last question for you. If you were writing this film, what terrifying aspect of Pennywise or Derry would you bring to the big screen?